And when Grafton ends up making 13 threes, that's mighty impressive.
Yeah, I was asking our coaching staff on the sidelines there how many they've hit that today, because it seemed like a lot more than 13. But I don't know what their percentage was, but, man, they all can shoot the ball very well.
You guys were able to hang in tough there in the second quarter, but the first quarter kind of got off to a little bit of a slow start offensively.
Yeah, it did. And I think we started off the game okay, and then we kind of laid back on our heels and didn't attack the rim like we wanted. So we changed a little, I mean, not change it, but told the kids, you got to stay attacking no matter who the opponent is. And then things looked a little better. So, yeah, attack the rim and hopefully find some. Even if the shot doesn't go in, you might get some of those garbage buckets off the rim. But, yeah, we had to stay in attack mode, and it looked a little better. But second half, they came out strong and really knocked down some shots on us.
And even in the third quarter, you guys were able to put up your best offensive output in the third quarter with 18 points.
Yeah, and the same thing after halftime. You know, we just kind of stressed to the kids that no matter what the opponent is, you got to appreciate a game like this against a strong, strong opponent, get you prepared for, you know, the playoff-type atmosphere. So, yeah, you can't just lay back and hope everything goes well. You're going to have to stay in attack mode and create something for yourself. And I thought they did that, you know, second half for the start of it. It just kind of, yeah, they hit some key shots and took the wind out of our sails pretty quick.
How important is it to be able to play in front of an atmosphere like this during playoff time? You mentioned it a couple of times, both in the postgame and in pregame.
Yeah, it is. It's a nice full gym. It was pretty loud in here, and, you know, I think the kids had fun playing in an atmosphere like that. And you're going to get some playoff games that are in the afternoon games. So, no, it was good to play. And like I said, I want these type of games where we can just keep fighting, push ourselves to the limits sometimes, because obviously we're a young team and we got to use these opportunities to just learn and grow from.
A couple of those youngsters, Anders Thompson, able to knock down a couple of threes, and also Rayan Winarovich, he was in double figures for you guys as well with 10 points.
Yeah, those two players, you know, they continue to work, and they're good kids. Rayan can really attack the rim for us, strong kid, getting to the paint. And Anders, yeah, when he starts shooting, he can shoot with some of the best of them. So nice to see those names come out on the leaderboard. Because, yeah, I mean, we appreciate those guys for sure.
I thought it was mighty impressive that Shea Setterholm, he got three first-half fouls, didn't pick up a foul for the rest of the way.
Yeah, he was a little probably frustrated. Just so I think they're all offensive, just charge calls to where guys are stepping in front of him, and I think he was extending his arms a little too much. Just didn't get the calls his way, but you just got to stay with it, stay aggressive, and keep working.
So the regular season is going to wrap up here shortly. You'll take on Norman County East Euland and Hitterdahl next. What do you know about them?
Well, they've been playing some pretty good basketball. Obviously, they went, I believe it was double overtime against Red Lake County, who's probably the number one team. So that was a very tight one, very close one. So we know that they're going to be a very solid team. We do have Fisher Climax next tomorrow evening, and we come back, end our season, regular season, against Euland Hitterdahl on Saturday. So we got a couple more games yet to close out the season. So we're looking to finish strong going into playoffs, because we don't know who we're ultimately going to face up against in playoff time, but we just got to close out strong.
And is that going to be the main focus on the last couple of games here, just to kind of get yourself some momentum heading into the postseason?
Yeah, I mean, that would be good. I mean, we've obviously had quite a few more losses than wins this year. So closing out the season with a couple W's would definitely build some morale, and just to keep the belief in what we're working towards, what we're doing is improving every day.
Thank you very much for joining us, Coach. Best of luck down the road.
Yeah, appreciate the coverage.